taken in a form in the research triangle down in Durham, North Carolina. The 30th of April, 1987.
When I was interviewed at Stony Brook, I
telepathy is very, very good at using it. It's just matters of substance, matters of concern, social theory, and history. The queen, the dean of the time, in his effort to attract me, spoke of the pension benefits. I felt too young to think in terms of pension benefits then. And the purposes behind the creation of Donegan, how was the vision being transformed into reality? It seemed to me that New York State had long been backward in establishing a state university. That this is no doubt due to the influence of private universities in the state. Finally, it seemed that this is a result of aggressive action on the part of Nelson Rockefeller, who was then governor.
He's going to do it.
Well, the governor has made studies, hasn't he? And it was Rockefeller, it seemed to me, that was really pushing the Dewey plan forward, and that finally New York would have a state university. And I thought of as a very ubiquitous of the system. Indeed, although others may claim credit for having said this first, it's my impression that maybe it's self-serving in memory, though I don't think so. It is I who semi-jocosely spoke of Donegan as the Berkeley of the East of the late 1960s.
Yes, I'm right.
Purposes. I always had to go into New York. I've had to make trips to England. And I thought it was your basis. These trips were designed not only to tap resources, primary materials, archives and the like, but I was even obliged to use the answer, the parliamentary debate in London, because the microfiche or whatever micro device was used,
drug dealer, I believe, in Philly, Sweden. The Chicago contingent, which had formerly been the Denver dominant contingent, for the years of college before the Leafs coming, when it opened at Conference Chicago, leads to the vendetta against the they apparently had friends in Albany, whom they informed was developing on campus.
You know who those friends were?
I knew, but I'm afraid I don't recall. I can tell you how he was hired as the president of the institution. But as far as I know the story, I don't pretend that these facts are actually accurate, but these tales, I should say, facts are actually accurate. But I have reason to believe that this is true. Larry Olson was dealing. He rather expected that he would become president of the institution. When a candidate for the presidency was presented to the people at Senegal, they were uniformly turned down by Olson and others of the Chicago contingent. The expectation being, of course, that Olson would ultimately become president. The woman was presented as a candidate for the position of dean of the School of Engineering. As I had heard the tale, since Olson and others had been so strongly condemnatory in their view of all previous candidates for the deanship for the presidency of the college, they felt an obligation to at least approve of one candidate presented to them. And they were rather extravagant in their praise for Lee as dean of the School of Engineering. And the people at Albany, who were tiring of all the turndown of candidates they had sent to the institution, said, well, you're the candidate you like, who will make him president. And from what I've heard, this is what occurred. It was a great disappointment to the Chicago contingent.
Also did not have a PhD.
He did not, no.
And he was an assistant to Carlson in the central office. And he came in with Carlson.
Both of them were members of the Columbia contingent, that George received tenure. To replace them, I was one of the three historians that were appointed at the same time I was. Myself, another British historian, Roger Scotty, by name, C-R-O-U-T-Y, who unfortunately didn't receive tenure, and ultimately went to the University of Massachusetts in Boston. And Daniel Gassman, who has gone on to work in history of science and history of ideas, who also failed to receive tenure in his case, because his dissertation was long delayed. And he went on to a good career at the John Jay College of the City University. answer to that question. Probably not.
Depending on
and your salary, it was related to the salary, if I recollect. I belonged, others do, sort of tightly, to a number of people who belonged, the fees they were ready to pay were not sufficient to keep up the facility.
It was an economic problem, right?
It was an economic problem. Now, one can argue that the faculty was to blame for not subscribing to funds. One can also argue that very few institutions of this sort can operate without a subsidy from the university, and that the president of the university ought to have arranged the budget in some way to provide for the difference between expenses and income.
Do you know how they're going to economics for the Columbia faculty club?
I don't think they're doing terribly well. I don't have